News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. United States President Donald Trump will arrive in Ahmedabad today for the first leg of his maiden trip to India, during which he will visit Mahatma Gandhi's Sabarmati Ashram, take part in a 22-kilometer roadshow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and jointly address over a lakh people at a cricket stadium. He will then head to Uttar Pradesh with his wife Melania to see the iconic Taj Mahal in Agra. Trump, also accompanied by his daughter Ivanka, son-in-law Jared Kushner, and the top brass of his administration, will get a taste of India's cultural potpourri during a Gujarat itinerary high on symbolism, especially after the bonhomie between the two leaders at the Howdy Modi event in Houston last September. "I look forward to being with the people of India. We are going to have many millions and millions of people. It is a long trip. I get along very well with Prime Minister Modi. He's a friend of mine," Trump told reporters outside the White House before his departure for India. "I had committed to this trip a long time ago. I look forward to it. I hear it's going to be a big event, the biggest event they ever had in India. That's what the Prime Minister told me. It's the biggest event they ever had," he said. "It's going to be very exciting. I'm going to be there for one night." Trump, scheduled to arrive at the Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport at 11:40 a.m., will participate with Modi in roadshows on his way from the airport to Sabarmati Ashram and from there to the newly built Motera Cricket Stadium, where over 1 lakh people are expected to be present for the Namaste Trump event. Dance groups and singers from different states will perform on stages that will dot the 22-kilometer route of the India Roadshow in the city that has been spruced up for Trump's visit. Huge billboards of the two leaders and replicas of historic places in Gujarat have also been placed along the routes Trump's convoy will take. More than 10,000 police personnel, besides officials of the United States Secret Service and personnel of the National Security Guard and the Special Protection Group, have been deployed for the visit. "India looks forward to welcoming Donald Trump," Modi had said in a tweet earlier on Sunday. "It is an honor that he will be with us tomorrow, starting with the historic program in Ahmedabad." Schools in Kashmir are scheduled to reopen today after remaining shut for nearly 7 months following the abrogation of Article 370. Officials of the Jammu and Kashmir Education Department said all arrangements had been put in place for the students to attend schools after the institutions remained shut for months since August after scrapping of its special status and due to winter break. The government had made several efforts last year to reopen the schools in a phased manner, but it failed to bear any fruit as the parents kept their wards at home due to apprehensions about their safety. Towards the end of the year, few schools opened, but students were asked to attend classes without wearing school uniforms. Kashmir School Education Director Muhammad Yunus Malik said all arrangements had been put in place and the timing for the schools falling within Srinagar's municipal limits will be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., while in the rest of Kashmir Division, the timing will be 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The director urged the teachers to work with dedication for building capacities of the students for their better future. "It is our responsibility to extend our support to them and redouble efforts to get their syllabus completed well in time," the director said. He instructed the field officers to visit schools regularly to monitor the follow-up of academic planner for timely accomplishment of the set targets. And Tyson Fury reigns again as a heavyweight world champion after battering Deontay Wilder to a stunning seventh-round stoppage in their World Boxing Council title rematch. 14 months after their dramatic split decision draw, Britain's Fury dominated the American champion, who had blood dripping from his left ear and leaking from his mouth when referee Kenny Bayless called a halt as Wilder's corner threw in the towel. "The king has returned to the top of the throne," said Fury, who had dropped Wilder in the third and fifth rounds as he remained unbeaten while handing Wilder the first defeat of his career. The self-styled Gypsy King from Northern England, who was carried to the Las Vegas ring on a golden throne, had put on a boxing masterclass in their first fight on December 1, 2018, but he was clearly ready to brawl from the opening bell this time. A massive right from Fury knocked down Wilder in the third, leaving him on wobbly legs, and although he went down again moments later, it was ruled a slip. A huge left to the body had Wilder down again in the fifth, and Fury was raining blows on Wilder when Bayliss called a halt at 139 of the seventh round after one of Wilder's corner team hurled a white towel into the ring to save him from further punishment. A point deduction in the fifth round for holding was barely a blip for a dominant Fury. Two of the judges had the Briton winning every round, while the third judge gave one round to Wilder. The 34-year-old American suffered his first defeat in 44 fights, falling to 42-1 with one drawn and 41 knockouts. The bronze bomber was unable to surpass Muhammad Ali's record of 10 successful heavyweight title defenses. "Even the greatest have lost and come back," Wilder said. "I make no excuses. This is what big-time boxing is all about." Fury regained a piece of the heavyweight title more than 4 years after beating Vladimir Klitschko for the WBA, IBF and WBO belts, and after depression, drink and drug problems had threatened to end his career. "I just want to say a big shout out to Deontay Wilder," said Fury, who improved his own unbeaten record to 30-0 with one drawn and 21 knockouts. "He manned up, he really did show heart of a champion. I hit him with a clean right hand and dropped him, and he got back up and battled on into round 7. He's a warrior. He will be back. He will be champion again." As the Pro Fury crowd of 15,816 at the MGM Grand cheered, Wilder briefly protested the stoppage. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.